last letters have one more go of your bubbly. It don't matter if there ain't no juice left in it. I won't swallow it. I'll give it you back, honest. Wow, that's massive. Ha ha ha, I'm glad it popped. That's through being stingy, Michael. It's not fair. I wish I had some money to get some bubbly with. I wonder if my dad's in a good mood or if he's in a bad mood.
Audrey, fill this up while you're doing now.
I thought you was asleep, Alf.
Well, don't think. You know it makes you go dizzy.
You can't hardly drink tea with a newspaper over your face anyway, can you?
Just pour the tea, my sweet little centipod. Yours is not to reason why. Yours is but to do. I'll get your housekeeping docked. And give the fire a poke, will you? Don't be so idle.
Oh, I hope our Billy's all right. He's been gone a long time.
My bliss, innit? Come on, let's hurry up and flip before he comes back.
Well, don't be such a barbarian. Who is here now?
Dad?
I'm not in.
Yes, well, it's a pity you didn't take your smelly feet with you when you went out then, isn't it?
Careful, Audrey.
Dad, I was just wondering.
Aye. Well, just wander off again.
I like it when you're in a good mood, Dad.
That'll be the day, Billy, love.
Have you got any empty buckles to take back? 'Cause I want to get some bubbly like me friend.
Yes, well, you can't. Last time it was all stuck in your hair.
Yeah, but I couldn't used to do it then, and they kept popping. But now I can, 'cause I've been practising.
Oh, have you? You were barred from buying it, lad.
Yes, you were.
Yeah, but I didn't buy it. Michael Morris let me lend his for a bit.
You dirty little devil.
I wiped it first. They want no spit on it.
Oh, you're making me heave. Go and brush your teeth.
Here, take mine and do them and all.
Do, Dad. Yuck.
Now just give over being vulgar, you two. There's a couple of Sterra bottles under the sink, Billy. And while you go into the corner shop, you can get some corned beef for your father's cut-up.
And you can fetch me a packet of Woodbines and some Swan Vestas.
Oh, I'll never remember all them things, you know.
I'll write your note.
Don't be so soft. It could be there and back by then, and I'm gasping for a fag here. Right, lad, memorise them, one at a time. 10 Woodbines.
10 Woodbines.
A box of Swan.
A box of Swan.
2 ounces of corned dog.
2 ounces of corned dogs.
It's corned beef, Billy.
How many ounces?
Good grief.
2, and here's your bag, and mine the bottles. And you can get some off the penny tray.
Right, hee hee. Thanks, Mama Will. Some Sambos to blow black bubbles with.
I said no, love. Get a penny arabar or some jujus or something.
No, get a gobstopper. The bigger the better. And pick that bag up it's dragging on the floor.
Now here's your money. Hold it tight.
You know what you want?
Yeah. Some combines and 2 halfpenny Sambos.
Bloody hell. 10 Woodbines, a box of Swan and 2 ounces of corned dog, you gawp.
Yeah. That's what I meant. And I might get some Hannah seed balls. You can do lipstick with them. But I don't, because I'm a boy.
Now mind the road.
And hurry up.
And don't talk to any strangers.
Right. What do strangers look like, man, so I'll know?
Oh, with a scruffy old mac on and that. A bit like your dad, only with a different head on.
And don't forget me fags, you.
Right.
And stay on the pavement.
I will, ma'am, because I'm trying not to stand on a nick, because I'll marry a brick and a big girl come to me wedding. Tra!
Is there any more tea in that pot, Audrey?
Yes, here. Hold your cup out.
Did you say 10 boxes of Swan beefs, ma'am?
Oh, here, I'll write it down.
Watch what you're doing, Audrey.
I'll be memorising.
Audrey.
Billy!
Oh!
You've scalded me.
I like it when my dad's in a good mood. Can you hear him singing, Michael? Whistly, whistly, whistle.